نهايه الاربعين نهايه الاعتكاف نهايه الخلوه نهايه العزه نهايه الرياضه نهايه السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد.
We said in the previous session that the best of the times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted prayers is the, there is one day in the week that it is a special day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to human beings. In every time, Allah gave one day, and to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He gave Friday. Friday, in Prophet said, there is 1 hour on Friday that if someone asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for sure he will be answered. And awliyaullah, they say that that hour is the hour that is the last hour before Maghrib before Maghrib prayer. Between Asr prayer and Maghrib prayer, the hour that it is before the prayer of Maghrib. And that's where it is the best time. At that time, we used to do with the Grand Sheikh, Sheikh Abdullah Al-Fahd Al-Dawastani, the Zikrullah. Zikr and Suhbah was at that time. Today we are doing on Thursday evening in some countries because the people are working. He said that, may Allah bless his soul. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul wa ulil amri minkum. Obey Allah, obey Prophet, and obey those who are on authority. It is said that sharaful makan bil makin. The honor of the place is with the one that who is occupying that place. Sharaful makan bil makin. The honor means when we are sitting in a gathering, the gathering will be honored with the presence of that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing. Allah bless everyone, but one of that might be the highest that he will be blessed, as Allah mentioned in Holy Quran, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every knower, there is a knower. Above every high blessed person, there is another one high blessed person. So always there must be someone who is higher. No way that all the people are going to be the same, on the same level. Someone might be working hard. He finished high school. He finished college. He finished university. He did PhD. So there are levels. Also in spirituality there are levels. And that's why sharaful makan bil makin. The best among us is the honor, it brings honor to everyone. And that's why the presence of saints, presence of people who are sincere and pious in a gathering will bring the gathering higher. And he said, may Allah bless his soul, as much as you are honored to be near that saint or that blessed person or that sincere person, you will be blessed and honored more, because the reflection of that positive energy that comes from that spiritual person or sincere person will reach you and affect you by turning you into a better person, because from that person all these good energy emanations that comes out from that person will reach you and turn you into a pious, sincere individual. When you are looking and seeing how that person is acting, you begin to act the same. They are curing people today with laser. Before, they didn't have that technology. You have a sickness, they send laser to dissolve that problem. What you think about a laser light that will be sent out from the heart of that sincere person to those who are sitting in front of that sincere person, of course it is going to change. As laser light heals sick people, laser light that comes from the heart of a sincere person, it will heal the others. And that's why interaction of good people together will bring an energy more and more. It will become like an atomic reaction. It's like a nuclear reaction that one affects the other, one affects the other, one atom affects one, it double, it triple, it goes in a, what you call it, Tahir?
Chain
reaction.
Fusion.
So it becomes like that it will increase. As much as sincere people come together, these energies come together and fusion each other, and it becomes bigger and bigger. That's why it is necessary to sit in such associations, because it is important, as Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, say that these associations are necessary for every individual to increase his ability and capacity of absorbing all these heavenly manifestations into yourself. If you only producing negative energy, because when we are outside working daily life, too much negative energy around us, so you will not be able to absorb these manifestations on you because of the negative energy that surrounds you. But when you are coming to meeting association of Zikrullah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will change completely us from not receiving to receiving. Because with positive energy, as we said, you'll be able to increase that chain of reaction and become a huge fusion that makes you to receive these manifestation. He said, don't leave such associations at least once a week. In every meeting under the name of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, coming for the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, coming for the love of the inheritors of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love of the awliya, we will be honored. Every time, every honor is different. You don't get same thing twice. Every time is increasing. If you get same thing twice, means Allah is poor. Hasha. It's impossible that you can say Allah is poor. Allah is rich. Huwa al-ghani. One of his names, attributes, al-ghani. Nahnu, we are fuqara ila Allah. We are poor. But Allah is rich. Huwa al-ghani. He, everything under his command, under his order, he created this. So he is al-ghani, he is the rich. So a rich person doesn't give you something twice. He gives you today something, tomorrow cannot repeat the same, he will give you different. That for a rich person. Think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every moment, Allah gives something different. And what He gives different, it's not from higher to lower. Must be from lower to higher. So if He gives for us today this much of rahmah, tomorrow it must be this much. After tomorrow is more. And it's increasing, never decreasing. And every time is a different color, different name, attribute of a name, a different manifestation. It's not like us, we dress the same dress. Let's say we have 7 dresses. Every day we wear one for 7 days in the week. Then the next week you repeat. You know? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the rich, is al-ghani. Al-ghani cannot repeat twice. Must be every day something new. You cannot wear something same twice. Don't think Allah is going to reward you with same thing twice. Allah keep giving more, more, more. Imagine yourself every week you have an association and sitting in zikrullah. Every week you will be dressed in a dress different from the week before. If you begin to sit in these associations since you were 15, when you are mature, till you die, when Allah gives, doesn't take. Because Al-Kareem, the generous one, if he gives you something, Allah, his name Al-Kareem, the most generous. And normal human being, if he is generous, he gives you something, he will not go tomorrow and take and tell you, give it to me back. If he gives, he gives. Finish. What do you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created generosity? When he gives, he doesn't give in small portions. It doesn't fit, la yaliq, لوجهه تعالى doesn't befit his greatness. What's that?
Magnanimity.
I cannot fit his greatness. When he gives with no account, you cannot count what Allah gives, his generosity. And always he is mi'ta, always he is giving. He is only asking you, do and take. So when you do and take, if you go and make a sin, he doesn't take what he gave you. What he gave, finish. You did a sin, okay, that's something else. That will be considered a bad mark on your file. You repent, it's erased. Immediately. Allah ordered angels, when someone does a sin, Allah orders angels, don't write it. Until it passed 24 hours, if that person did not repent, then write it. And Allah ordered the angels on the right, which write this, the good thing. If someone did something good, order the angels immediately write it. Something wrong, don't write. Might be that person will repent through 24 hours. So what we have to do is very simple. If you do something and you consider it wrong, because Allah gave you mind, you can think. And you think it's wrong, repent. Say, Astaghfirullah, Ya Rabbi, Tiftu, Raja'atu, like what I can do. I am weak servant. Many people, they fight with each other. Anger. When anger comes, doesn't know a child from mother, mother from husband, husband from wife, wife from brothers, brothers and sisters. When anger comes, shaitan is there. How you want to know if shaitan is there? See if you are angry or not. If you are angry, you know that shaitan is rakabak shaitan. Riding you. Satan is riding you now. Very nicely riding you. Without even a
bridle.
He rides you without one. You don't need one. One saint, Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami, one time was visiting Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, visiting the grave of Prophet and visiting Sayyidina Muhammad. He was in Madinatul Munawwara. And going, Allah gave him eyes that he can see. These awliya Allah, they can see. Not like our eyes, like the bees, how they can see at night. Awliya Allah, they can see these, waves, electromagnetic waves, because everyone is producing electromagnetic waves. What we are seeing is what you are reflecting. That picture, what you see each other, is what you are reflecting to each other. These electromagnetic waves gives your picture. So you, Awliya Allah can see these electromagnetic waves moving, so they can see who is there. And he saw, oh, that is Satan there, was walking. And have lot of bridle.
Huh?
Yeah.
Bridle.
What you call them? Many of them. Yeah, then and you can brazen. Too many. And he said, "Oh Allah, that Allah cursed you, Ya Adu Allah, the enemy of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. What you are doing with this?" He said, "I am riding on people here in Medina with these bridles because all of them they are angry with each other. You go there and see many people for nothing they fight. So anyone has has anger means Shaitan at that time is putting a bridle and riding on him or her." So he said, "To whom are these?" He said, too many people here. I am riding on them. They are my horses. So I am using that." He said, "Do you have one for me?" That's what Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami asked him. "Do you have one for me?" That is, now his ego is coming out. Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami is a big saint, but Allah is teaching him a lesson. You cannot, even you are a saint, have to be humble. And what Iblis said? He said, "For you, I don't need a bridle. I ride you with nothing." He said, "Allah cursed you. I will show you that you cannot approach me." He said, "Okay." Anyway, after sometimes passing days, it was raining very hard. And you know, in Medina to Munawwara, before, now it's better. Before, there is no sewers for the water. And also in Medina and Mecca, subhanAllah, the water doesn't, the ground doesn't absorb the water. It's still on top. It was raining, showers. So it was a flood reaching the chests of people. One time I was with Maulana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah give him long life, in Mecca. And we were in Kaaba and we were in Umrah. And we were wearing ihram. And we were making tawaf, one round, second round, third round, around in circumambulating the Kaaba. And Maulana Sheikh, may Allah give him long life, stopped. The third round, after Hajar al-Aswad passed, we stopped there. And he said, "Ya Rabbi, what is this? It's a drought here. And we need barakah. We are coming from far places. We need that mercy to come on us. That rain is a sign of manifestation of Allah's beautiful names and blessings, as we are saying that these associations are a manifestation of different ways. So also rain in such areas, at particular times, is a mercy, is a blessing." He said, "Ya Rabbi, show us your sign. Send rain on us." The word "send rain," the temperature is 45. Degrees centigrade means 120. Where is going to be rain? No cloud, nothing. I was young at that time. I was talking and saying, "What is going to? How is going to be raining?" And people were pushing us because Maulana stopped in the middle. Why he stopped at that particular point? It's strange. As he raised his hand and he was making dua. And then finished the dua and said, "Ya Rabbi, for the sake of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rain us, shower us." And we begin to continue the fourth round. 3 minutes, 4 minutes. From out of the blue, You can see over Kaaba all these clouds coming from every side in Mecca, passing and passing and building up. We finish the fourth round. We begin with the fifth round, thunders. And shower was coming. That's why 1979. Showers. And no one expecting. We were in Ihram. And the water become rising in the Kaaba, around the Kaaba, in all the Haram. Rising, it became like him. And it's something surprising. The whole Mecca stopped. No more cars coming in, no more cars going out. People cannot move. Water is everywhere. I'm giving that example is what happened with Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami. So when it comes a train like that in Mecca or Medina, it's like that. Now they are doing the sewers and so on that the water can move. Before there was no water. Before they had renovation in 79. When Awliya Allah ask, Allah gives. That's why we say, he is saying, at the beginning we said that the importance of association is that fusion of this reaction of positive energy that comes together, it will create a huge fusion that makes these manifestations to come down. So Abu Yazid last time he said, do I need one? He said, of course, no, for you, you don't need. Do you have one for me? No, for you, I am not using. I will ride you without this. So it was raining. And people, when it's raining, you cannot move anymore. And think about this story of Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami. It's 1,000 years ago. There was, of course, the water going to be higher and higher than today. So no one is able to move in Medina at that time. And Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami was standing on a higher side, and the water is moving between houses and in the streets, and there is that old man wants to cross from one side to another side. He cannot. He has a stick with his hand and with a, you know, the hardabbi.
Hum.
What you call it? Kaifotis. On his back. Cannot move. With the stick, he wants to cross. And Abu Yazid came to this man, an old man, very old. And he said, do you need help? He said, yeah, please. For I am very old person and I need to cross from here to there. Can you carry me? So of course I carry you. So he carried him, Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami. He crossed to the other side of the road. And then there, he said, thank you. Can I come down, step down? Sayyidina? And he put him down and he looked at him and he said, yeah, Abu Yazid, didn't I tell you I will ride you without a driver? That was Shaitan. So it is when the ego comes, anger comes, finish. You lose everything, you forget everything. And that's why we have to be very careful in controlling our anger, because it will bring, it will, that's why we were saying, if you want to see that Shaitan is playing with you, look at yourself if you are angry. If we go back 10 minutes ago when we were speaking, then you know that Shaitan is there. So repent immediately. When you repent, Allah ordered the angel on the left, don't write anything bad until they repent, until 24 hours. If 24 hours pass and they didn't repent, write it. If they repent, finish, it's gone. So I will not be too long, but these meetings are like a washing machine. It takes away all our bad manners and take away all our sins, because we are sitting and reflecting and meditating on the love of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love of awliyaullah, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are coming for nothing, for any benefit, dunya benefit, worldly benefit. It's only for love of Allah, the Creator. It's something for hereafter. And that's why it is the best time to be together in such meetings. And don't leave these meetings, even if you are going to sit by yourself and you don't have anyone with you, put your turban in front of you, speak to your turban. Make zikr there. Means, what it means is that try even by yourself. Allah is your witness. Angels, you have two angels are you with you. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is with you, present. In he is hadir nadir. He is present, looking, observing, as is mentioned in the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he observes our amal, what we are doing. So, and then your sheikh is always looking at you. So you are with someone. You are not alone. And Allah said in Holy Quran, وَأَنَا أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبِّ الْوَرِيدِ, I'm nearer to him than his jugular vein. So he's there. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, knows that Prophet is in you. So they are there, present for you. Only come and say, Ya Rabbi, and pray, make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. May Allah forgive us.
Amen.
And may Allah bless our meeting and give us good time. It's very near, short time. Awliyaullah are now preparing themselves after this new year, Muharram, beginning the new year, the Arabic new year. Is awliyaullah are ready now. They have to be prepared. You cannot say to, if you want to go to do any now today, any kind of a software, you have to prepare a plan. You want to build a building, you prepare a plan. You train the engineer. You cannot build the building without training the engineer. Awliyaullah are being trained. They took all this time to be trained. Although they were saying it's going very short, the time is coming. Yes, the time in their eyes is coming, because they are in the process of training. Now these trainings are going to be finishing soon. Training in bringing the heart of people together. And that's the sign that's coming soon, that you are going to see a heart, those who are looking for love of Allah and love of Prophet and love for peace are going to be the successful ones, the winners. And those who are looking for only violent actions are going to fall down. Haq is coming up, truth is coming up, falsehood is going down. And that's what awliya Allah are waiting, and it's coming inshallah very soon. Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa harmatil fatiha.